Good morning and welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meather here, a fellow pilgrim in the race that Paul has called us to run. We come upon now what it means that only the elect are saved. And so we look at Lord's Day 7, question and answer number 20. Are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No. Only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. We find from John 1, verses 12 and 13, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We were born of God, and we were reborn in Christ. It's not by our will that we receive him, but the will of God. And then we find in 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Romans 11:20. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not be proud, but fear. That is, have that proper respect, beloved, that reverence and awe in him. Hebrews 4, 2 and 3, for good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed entered that rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. And then later in Hebrews 10, verse 39, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. Friends, our confidence that we are children of God isn't because we were brought to him by our flesh or by our will, by our good works. No, we were brought to him, to the Heavenly Father, by the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so our confidence rests in that. We don't have faith in our faith. We have faith as a gift of God given to us in that grace that through faith we are able to believe in him. Again, that's our confidence. And if your confidence is that, well, I made the first step, I willed myself to believe him, you will shrink back and you will be destroyed. But we who rest in Christ will be preserved.